This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's faded from the headlines a bit, but we're still plenty dry out here on the West Coast, a drought of record, nay, epic proportions. It's so bad that the state of California came out with a list not too long ago of cities that are just going to run out of water. Cloverdale in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, was one of those cities. But thankfully, there is at least a partial solution. Beer. Seriously. Cloverdale, as it happens, is home to the Bear Republic Brewing Company, which has given the city $466,133 toward digging two new wells. Ricardo Norgrove owns the brewery with his dad. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks for talking to me today.
I'll tell you what, you must need water pretty bad if you're willing to pay the city of Cloverdale a whole bunch of money to get these wells, huh?
Yes, we are. We do need it. That's the big thing. Water is one of the main ingredients of beer. So yeah, we need water.
How did this process come about? Did you just sit down with the mayor one day and said, listen, I got an idea?
Well, you know, it started out with us going into the city and telling them that we wanted to expand, and then them basically telling us that they were not in a position to allow us to expand because they had deferred for many, many years their infrastructure. So we were able to work out a deal, kind of a pay-forward agreement more than anything else. So yeah, public-private partnership. It's one of those things
that's
it's worked out really well.
When are these wells going to be online then?
Well, they should be online, say, July. And I hate to think of what would have happened even with the drought in line if we hadn't done this. I mean,
So it's still tight, right, even with these wells that are going to be online in July.
Right. And the city and the unfortunately, the city and the community cannot guarantee us the water that we thought we were going to get because of the drought. So here we are doing this great relationship with the city. But, you know, in the end, we have to make sure that the community is taken care of first. And I always like to tell everybody, the brewery only utilizes about 1.5% of all of the city water. So we're trying to do all kinds of things, conservation. Let's talk about low flow toilets in town, all these other projects to just reduce Cloverdale's water demand.
Yeah, let's get on the other end of the beer proposition from the low flow toilets. Are you guys brewing differently at all?
Well, we have, and my head brewer and I, Peter Kruger, just have always been very, very water conscious. So the industry average today is somewhere between 6.5 and 7 gallons of water utilized to make 1 gallon of beer.
Boy, that's a lot.
And it is a lot. And we're running about 3.5 gallons to 1 gallon of beer produced. So we're really conserving water in all types of operations in the brewery. And then, you know, it's just a culture now within the breweries, I guess the best way to say it.
How do you do it, though? I mean, give me the nuts and bolts.
So in the brewery operations, there's a lot of cooling of pumps. And if you can cool those pumps down with, say, gray water or water that's been used once for a rinse, then you can get two uses out of it. So we've done things like that.
I know that Bear Republic is a local business, and you guys are proud of that. But have you thought about moving to a place where there's more water?
Yeah, it's out there. We're thinking about it. But I'm fifth generation Sonoma County. I want to be here. So for this to last and to be, you know, a generational brewery, meaning that I can pass it on to my kids and my kids' kids, we need to be setting the foundation for today. And that's what we're trying to do. And this is not just a local problem, it's a global problem. And we do see other folks moving to communities, other states who have less sets of regulations, but eventually it's going to catch up to everybody.
Rich Norgrove Jr., he is with his dad, the co-owner of Bear Republic Brewing Company over in Cloverdale, California, maker of Racer 5. It's an IPA, among other things. Mr. Norgrove, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, wonderful.